You know, that's one thing that the children pray for me all the time. Bless Pastor Robinson to be kindly affectionate. They don't know what they're saying, but that's all right. It's good. Help him not to be nutty. That's all right, too. That's good. It's a generation that is very, is a dishonest generation. We're not very honest, are we? You're not honest even with yourself. You speak false things to yourself. You're very dishonest. It's a very dishonest generation. That's why it's much betrayal today. More so now than it has ever been. Friends betraying friends. Daughters, mothers, daddies, sons, sons, daddies. It's great betrayal today because there's a lawless, this is one of the most lawless generations that have ever been on the face of the earth. Another generation like this one. I want to move quickly because I want to finish this. I may not, but I want to do as much as I can that you may have strength. Turn back to Lucas, Luke chapter 23. Now, this is probably one of the most tremendous impediments, as Evangelist Horn would say, that impedes us. Impediments that bring about a disadvantage to the people of Yahweh more than anything. Because this process has not taken place in our life. HaMashiach says in Lucas 23, verse 32, as he spoke unto Kepha, this was the one said, I will follow you, I will do whatever you say. And we all have made those commitments, have we not? We have said things, great swelling words. And yet to backtrack on those words. I will never do that again. I will show you. And yet we go back on those things. This is what HaMashiach said to Kepha. He says, but I have prayed for you. As he spoke to the Shilishians, he said that your emunah fail you not. And he says to him, and when you are converted, when there is a radical change, when one can see the change, when one is converted, there is a change. You can see a moving from one place to another. He said, when you are converted, strengthen. Is this a generation that strengthens their brothers or sisters? Luke 23, verse 32. He said, when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. And that is that they will become true worshippers of Yahweh. When one strengthens one another, it will cause our love to become true worshippers of Yahweh. That we will truly worship Yahweh with a great obedience and a faithfulness unto Him. Can you say honestly that you love Him that way? And there's a great desire of worship in your heart. And there's a great commitment unto Yahweh in your heart. So when you are converted, you strengthen. When you are truly converted, you will strengthen one another. Now we will know what kind of conversion we have, right? Now look at yourself. Just look at yourself. Think on you. What do you strengthen one another in? Is it things that are very diminutive to the nature or to the progress of one another? Do you strengthen one another in lies and hypocrisy and falsehoods and things like that? Or do you strengthen one another in the truth of Yahweh? Is your conversation based upon things that are full of folly, foolishness, and childlikeness? Or is it based upon the things of what the Word of Yahweh says? Is it one that seeks out foolish gesturing and talk and gossiping of what the Word of Yahweh says? When one is truly converted, when there's a change, when there's a radical transformation, as you will know that there's a transformation because in the speaking, in the mind, the heart, it is change. It has made a radical 60-degree or 90 turn. And when one is converted, you will strengthen your brother. And that strengthening is to bring them into the pure worship of Yahweh. Well, what are you saying? Well, I'm here tonight to bring you to that kind of place to show you what it's going to take. Whether you accept it or not, you must be converted. And when you are converted, you will strengthen even yourself. And because we're not converted, we cannot strengthen one another. But you're truly converted, you will strengthen one another. Do you recall the time that we had our, quote, religious or salvation experience? And we, sister, there was a conversion there. We wanted to tell everybody what had taken place. We wanted to strengthen them for the great resolve of Yahweh to walk in the path that was right. And when one is truly converted, you will strengthen. He told him to strengthen his brothers. We should strengthen our brothers. When there's a true conversion, when Yahweh deals with you about a matter or situation of your own heart, that's just not only in the salvation walk what he was talking to Kepha about. In your thinking, in your way of practicing things, when you are converted from that, you will strengthen others from practicing and walk in the very same way. Can I use an example, brothers and sisters? Take for example, can I use this? If one is dieting and they understand what dieting is, when that one's mind is converted to take upon the disciplines of dieting, are they not able to strengthen others? Sure they are, brothers and sisters. They're able to strengthen, to help, and to teach, and to share, and to bring others up to that same level. Sure they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Why do they have coaches and things like that? Because they strengthen the players. They convert their minds to their philosophy. You take the coach, there's a coach I read the other day, of this basketball team, the Phoenix Suns. And they said that Coach Avery Johnson had to get his marquee players to buy in to his system, to think the way he wanted them to think in order to accomplish what they have accomplished. And they have never accomplished what they have accomplished but by their minds being converted to a system that they despise or said, it doesn't take advantage of my skills or my ability. No, Yahweh said when you're converted, when there's a radical transformation, then you strengthen your brother. It is one thing that the parallel of those spiritual things, we can always see them displayed in the natural realm. Because we're so diseased and so incurable, we don't look at things that way. We have a one-track dimensional mind. Our minds are not fully dimensional. We don't have that dimension like a HaMashiach had. So when you are converted, you can definitely strengthen. Your character, your walk, your desire, your words won't be strengthened by that. Just seeing that will cause their heart to delight greatly. And they will rejoice. But because we're so full of diseases and so sickly and weak, you can't even strengthen yourself. A weak man or a weak one that is sick, you got to help them out of beds. Had to grab them by the arms, and they can't walk. Their knees are feeble. They can't walk. When a man is strengthened, he said, move back. I got it. He gets up and says, I'm ready to walk. We walk by emunah, not by sight. We must be strengthened. How it tells us how to be strengthened. You reject that to your own peril. To your own peril, brothers and sisters. Shaul says to us in Ephesians, he tells all the saints to put on our spiritual armor against the enemies of our being, of our mind, our bodies. He tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. He says, of all the things I've said to you, brothers, he said, finally, the conclusion, and those were Evangelist Horn's favorite words, the conclusion of the whole matter. He says, finally, my brother, be what? Strong. When one puts on the armor, that one will be strengthened. It is nothing like knowing you have all the protection you need. That strengthens one, doesn't it? He says, finally, my brother, be strong. He says, be strong in who? Yahshua. And in the power of his might. In that same anointing, that same will that he possessed, we have to take on the strength of HaMashiach. We have to have his might. We need that today, the might of Yahshua. And that is the willingness to please Yahweh. It is our heart purpose to please Yahweh in everything that we do. And we must have that might, that courage, that mental stability, that stableness. We can't be to and fro, unstable. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A wishy-washy person is very unstable in everything that they do. There is no continuity. There is no strength there in a person like that. So finally, brothers and sisters, be strengthened. Strengthen yourself. Be strong. Build your character. Build your emunah. Build your heart to love Yahweh. Be strong in Yahshua and his might. And he tells us to put on the whole armor of Yahweh that you might be able to stand against the workings, the wiles of Shaitan. As he tries to take advantage of your thinking, your mind, as he tries to impart into you this corrupt thinking and analyzing things in a corrupt manner, not according to what the word of Yahweh says. Everything has to be based upon what scripture says. Everything. It can't be based upon some philosophical, some kind of mindset that is based upon one's own spirituality, but it must be based upon what scripture says. Every word. Why? Because every word of Yahweh is not pure. Every word of Yahweh is not pure. Every word is pure. Therefore, his servants, if we are servant of Yahweh, we love it. We take confidence in it. And the reason we don't have confidence is because we are not really truly servants of Yahweh. And that is the truth. And that is the truth. And we must be strong in the power of Yahweh's might. I want to read a lucenaria here in Job. Job chapter 2 and 3. Listen to this. Job. It says, in your way said unto Shatan, have you considered my servant Job? That there are many like him in the earth. There's no other one like him. There are not like him in the earth. Your way exemplifies his attributes. First of all, he is perfect. He is a man that exemplifies Torah. He is a man that walks in the power of the liberty of the Torah. Why? Because he keeps constantly his mind upon me. He is a man that he walks perfectly. He is perfect. He is an upright man. He has a righteous governing power in his life that he obeys everything that I command him. He's an upright man. He is one that fears Yahweh. That's the beginning of wisdom, knowledge and understanding when a man fears Yahweh. He despises, he hates evil, and he still holds. Now that is, that word, that hold. Now I know what we think it, what it means in the English vernacular. But it is the same, it is kazah. He has strength and he holds fast his integrity. He holds fast what? Because he knows who he trusts in. He trusts in Yahweh. It's not based upon his intellectual power. It's based upon what Yahweh commands. So he holds fast to his integrity. He said, although you move me against him to destroy him without a cause. He said, although you move me against Job, he holds fast to the truth and the righteousness. It is the strength of his honor. It's what Torah teaches and what Torah says and the purpose of Torah. Do we hold fast to what the word of Yahweh says in our most difficult trials? Or do we try to find some other resolve? Do we rely totally upon what the word says for our strength, even though it seems as though it's a difficult thing? Or do we search for some other resolve? We're always looking for some other carnal resolve, are we not? That's why we are weak. That's why we are weak, brothers and sisters. That's why we're very weak. We're sickly. Look at some of y'all out there. Some of y'all can't even hold your eyes open for Yahweh. Some of y'all, your attention span, you don't have the mental courage. You look at you. It is sad. You have no physical. You can see it in the physical. Why? Because you look that way. You look sickly. You act sickly. You're incurable. You have no physical stamina. You have no spiritual stamina. Isn't that something? Because you could sit there for 5 hours and watch television. Lay on the couch and wouldn't go to sleep. Would not go to sleep. When it comes to hearing the word of Yahweh, the enemy has reduced you down to just a piece of meat, hasn't he? He has reduced you down to an ignorant thing, what he's reduced us to. The sottish people. Nothing is important what Yahweh says. Nothing. You all can go out here to some kind of amusement, frivolous foolishness, and you will become alive. You have strength. You will have energy. When it comes to Yahweh, there's no effervescence for him. I become alive when I stand here. Even though I don't feel like doing it, I'm alive with vivaciousness and vibrant. Because I know that this is the staple and this is the hope of my life. I know this is the resolve of my life. This is the strength of my life. And without this, I have nothing. This is the purpose of my life. There is no other purpose. There's nothing else to live for. What? To be indentured, to be a slave, to buy a vehicle or a house? That's rubbish. I will not work 30 years for that. Leave it to the hounds of darkness. No, I will not do that. Look at chapter 2, in the same chapter, verse 9. Look at this. Then said his wife to him, do you still retain Hazar? Are you still strengthened by your integrity? Now that's what she was saying to him. Is that the strength of your steadfastness? You holding fast to what Yahweh has said? What else are you going to hold fast to? Tell me. Your integrity, curse Yahweh. And do you hold fast to that firmness, that code of value? What thing do we possess of value but the word of Yahweh? It is incorruptible. This word is incorruptible. It is our completeness. It is what makes us complete. And without the word of Yahweh, we are not complete. So she asked him, do you retain the Yahazah? Are you strengthened by your integrity? This core of this Torah of life that Yahweh has given you, do you hold fast to that? Come on, man. Just curse him. You're miserable and die. Well, that's what we have done. We have cursed Yahweh. What do you mean? We have said, I will not do what you command. I will not hold fast to your truth. I will implement my own truth. I will put what I want in there. There are certain things that I will not obey. There are things I'll accept that. But that I will not. Job held fast to the codes of instruction that Yahweh had instructed him in. And he will not defy that. And we need that same kind of mindset. You must have that if you want to be strengthened. If you're not, you're going to be weak. You're going to be sleeping. And you're going to be full of death. I want to close with a few scriptures. It says here in Mishlei, Proverbs. This is one of the things that we despise more than anything. The scripture tells us in Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 13. It tells us, chapter 4, verse 13, what is that first word it says there? Take. So that is kazah. It is strengthened, actually. In the Concordias, in the Hebraic Concordias, you will find that this word take in this expression here, it is the same as strengthen. Simply saying, strengthen yourself and strengthen or hold fast. And that word hold is kazah as well. To be strengthened. Look what Yahweh says. To what? To instruction. Is that what this book is about instructing us? Is that what Yahweh is about instructing us? He said, and let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. Is that not something we despise? He tells us to be strengthened and to strengthen yourself by instruction. And don't let it go. For that is the way of life. Kazah. Strengthen oneself. Do not let the instructions of Yahweh go. Do not let his statutes be remitted from your life. But keep them there. Don't destroy that. Hold fast to that. We are a generation that rejects what Yahweh says. It's a generation that rejects everything he says. It is not a blessing. It is not a tremendous strength to us because we do not live by the word of Yahweh. Now Yaakov says, James 5 and 8, it tells us to be also patient. Establish your love, and that is the strengthen. You must strengthen your own love. And you began by being patient. Be of patience. What is patience? How do we get patience? By trials and tribulations. Tribulation with patience. He said, establish, strengthen your love, for the coming of Yahshua draweth nigh. Now we don't believe that, do we? No, we don't. We're trying to establish everything but our love. We're strengthening our wickedness. Everything but the thing that ought to wait patiently upon HaMashiach. and wait with great delight upon Almighty Yahweh. And we're not strengthening those things. It is one of the last prayers of Samson. It says, and Samson called to Yahweh and said, O sovereign Yahweh, remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray thee. This just this once, for this last battle, just strengthen me for that. Now you're going to have to pray the same prayer. Kazar me for this last battle, for my very being and my very soul. He's going to have to. And if he doesn't, then woe unto us all. Death, the separation, disease, the sickness, incurable mindset. You're not going to cure this mindset of this generation. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try. As the brother said to me, Pastor Roberts, this thing, you must hear it. You mean a well-educated man like that? He said, I have two large speakers. I live out in the country. And all I play is Yahweh's sword. And it booms. I send your messages to lawyers, doctors, professors, those that are going through trials and tribulations. I send the message, text, so they can hear it. All they got to do is hear it. And I'm getting response from everyone from what they are hearing. This is Yahweh. But I know it is. Regardless of what man says, regardless of how it looks, I know what is taking place. May Yahweh help you and give you strength. You that are listening by the live stream, may He bless you and give you strength. We say to you all, Shalom tonight, and may He bless you all as you listen. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let you know, I'm all right. I'm all right, Bond. I really am. In all things, we bless you today, Yahweh. We ask you to watch over your people and strengthen your people to give them the inner resolve. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And all the people cried, Hallelujah.